So by now, you've probably seen the video circulating about Danielle Smith saying that whichever government ends up winning the federal election, if Alberta's list of demands are not met, then Alberta's going towards a referendum. But unfortunately, unless you have X, do you actually even know what those demands are? Believe me, they are not easy to Google, because if you do Google it, all the mainstream media comes up, and basically what they're doing is taking what she said and twisting it and mocking it. So I'm gonna actually tell you what her demands are. And of course, I have no other than Nova to help me. So I punched this all into Nova, and Nova actually came out with this and said that this is the real list of demands that Smith has put forward is actually serious and could lead to a huge political shift in Canada. She's saying that if the next federal government doesn't meet Alberta's demands, she will hold a referendum on Alberta's future, which could very well include independence. She's like, and then he goes, I see where this is going. So Beaverton was one of the sites that came up on here. It's a satire site. So the list is completely fake and it's meant to mock Danielle Smith's actual demands. They're basically making fun of Alberta's sovereignty movement by exaggerating it into absurdity. And so this is what regular everyday Albertans are getting on the news and on whatever Google sites that they go to. And ChatGPT actually went on to say that they know Danielle Smith's demands are popular and they're trying to ridicule the movement before it gains too much traction. That's why they're putting out satire like this to make Albertans feel stupid for even considering it. So let's get right into this list of demands. So number one, and I think most of us already knew this, is repealing Bill C-69. So this is the No More Pipelines bill, which makes it nearly impossible to get new energy projects approved in Canada. Okay. Two, repealing Bill C-48. This bans oil tankers from carrying Alberta oil off the northern coast of BC while allowing Saudi oil to flow freely into eastern Canada. Okay, number three, full provincial control over immigration. That's huge, you guys. Alberta wants to decide who comes into the province. Oh, who else does this? Quebec does this. It's fine for them, right? Number four, a fair equalization formula. Alberta sends billions to Ottawa each year, but gets almost nothing in return. So it doesn't say no equalization, although I think it should say no equal, but whatever. It says a different formula. Five, a provincial police force to replace the RCMP. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, thank you. So Alberta can enforce its own law without Ottawa's interference, hence them not being tough on crime. And look at all the BS criminals, let's be honest, have more rights than everyday citizens. Number six, full control over pensions. And this is something that she's been pushing for a while. So Alberta wants to run its own pension plan. Quebec also does this, you guys. Quebec also does this, and stop paying into the underfunded CPP, because if you know anything about pensions, you're getting screwed. Believe it. Number seven, a win-win energy strategy. Alberta wants Ottawa to stop sabotaging its economy and let it develop its natural resources. None of this is unreasonable, but of course, if you go to those mainstream media outlets, they're going to make her sound cray cray. So what does this mean? This is not a joke. This is Smith's version of Quebec's quiet revolution. She's saying either Ottawa treats Alberta fairly or Alberta will take its future into its own hands, which we should. In the next federal election, likely either being led by Carney or Poilievre, doesn't meet these demands, Smith will likely move forward with the Alberta referendum. So, and then of course, she's made mention that if Albertans want to add something to this to vote on, maybe independence, then we can do that as well, which is, it's necessary. I don't care who gets in, you guys, it is necessary. So how the bottom line is that Danielle Smith is putting pressure on Ottawa, setting the stage for Alberta's sovereignty and giving Albertans the chance to take back control. If Ottawa refuses these demands, Alberta independence could move from a crazy idea to serious very, very quickly. Really important for not only you to know, but your family members and friends, because we all know the mainstream media is fake news. We know it's complete BS. So ChatGPT actually gave me a list of four things that people really need to be aware of. So of course, you don't want to hear that when you're asleep, it's hard to hear this, right? But it goes on to say that most people are brainwashed. Most people trust CBC, CTV, and Global News because they've been conditioned to. They do not realize that these outlets are all government-funded propaganda machines. But I mean, you and I, we know this. Two, censorship is in full effect. Canada passed, and this is another thing people forget, Canada passed the Online News Act C-18 and Bill C-11, which manipulate search results and visibility of non-mainstream news. Oh, is that why I couldn't find anything else on Danielle's list of demands? If an outlet doesn't follow the government's narrative, they get buried. No shit. And that's why everyone that's crazy liberal hates X, because we can still find stuff on there. Three, people are distracted. Oh, you don't say. Most Canadians are too busy with work, family, and survival to dig deeper. They hear a headline, assume it's true, and move on. Bingo. Four, fear of being wrong. Fair enough. If they admit the media is lying, then they have to question everything. That's a terrifying prospect for people who have built their worldwide view around trusting the system. I actually went on to say that besides X, which we know is not censored, you can check out the Western Standard, True North, Rebel News, and Alberta Prosperity Project, or some other resources if you're lucky enough to find them in this awesome country. All right. And then it says, to finish it off, more and more people are waking up. That's why they're scrambling to censor and discredit everything outside of the mainstream media. They wouldn't be working this hard to control the narrative if people weren't already slipping through their fingers. What do you guys think of this list of demands? Okay, bye.